This may mean that we have to say no to other good things in our life. And in the new year, I would encourage you to pick one small thing that you can do to strengthen your relationship with Christ. It doesn't have to be a big step, but write it down. Write it down again and again and post it around your house so that you're reminded of what you're called to do. These small steps, if taken consistently, can get us to great places. And one of the easiest and most difficult tasks God gives us to do while we're here on this earth is to share our story. Now, this is Isaiah's answer that we hear in Scripture to the now, so now what question? See, Isaiah is writing shortly after the Babylonian conquest of the Jewish people. They had just experienced a national tragedy, and now we're saying to themselves, so now what? Where do we go from here? Isaiah reminds the people of their salvation they had received by God through Moses. And as Christians, we read Isaiah and are reminded of our salvation by God through Christ. Isaiah tells us to recount the gracious deeds. He tells us to be evangelists. Now, evangelism, I think it's a bad rap. A lot, it's hard for some of us to share our faith. We don't want to seem judgy or pushy. For some of you, I know this is easy for you. You've got this. And to those of you who it is easy, I would say keep going. We need your example and your help. But for some of us, it's hard to share our faith. To invite others into this relationship with Christ. And if it's hard for you, I would tell you, start with sharing your story. If you are a parent, the most important people you can share your experience with God with is your children. Tell your children why you believe in God, where you have seen God moving in your life. Or tell them stories of relatives who have had extraordinary faith. Or tell them the stories in the Bible that can offer hope and healing. A reminder to your children that God is always with them. Isn't that what we just celebrated, after all? Emmanuel, God with us. I often wonder about people who lives were completely changed by Jesus's miracles. For example, I imagine with Lazarus and Jesus, they remained friends. I mean, you kind of have to when someone brings you back to life. You kind of have to stay friends with them, I think. But what kind of stories did Lazarus share? Was he happy that he was brought back to life? Or would he have rather stayed in heaven in perfect communion with God? Or what about the little girl that we read about in Mark 5? She's a pastor's kid, the daughter of a religious leader. Jesus raises her from the dead, and I can imagine that her life and her whole family's life was forever changed by her encounter with Christ. And see, that's what happens when a life encounters Christ. It's never the same. It transforms us. Now, I don't believe God makes bad things happen, but I do believe that God walks with us in these hurts and these pains, and he transforms these tragedies into something good and something new. On this eve of a new year and a new decade, we can let our lives be transformed by simply choosing for them to be. See, God does the transforming, but we have to do the choosing. And one of the ways that we believe that God's grace is experienced in our life is through this process called sanctification. And really, this is just a fancy word that recognizes the fact that the Holy Spirit is working in our life along with us to guide us to becoming more and more like Christ. This is kind of like what Jiminy Cricket sang about in Pinocchio when he says, "Let your conscience be your guide." This allowing your conscience be your guide is what we would call sanctifying grace, allowing the Holy Spirit to guide you. And Paul speaks a lot about transformation, and rightly so. He was greatly transformed by his encounter with Christ. He writes in Romans 12:2, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is God's will, God's good, acceptable, and perfect will." So as we go through this process of sanctification, we will more clearly see God's will and understand his call on our lives. In sharing our stories, we remember what God has done before and are strengthened for the journey ahead. As good Jewish parents, Joseph and Mary would have recounted for Jesus and his siblings some of the stories from the Hebrew scripture. Christ would have heard from his parents as a child the story of Moses and how he saved God's people from slavery and led them to the promised land. He would have heard the story of Noah and the promise that God makes to always be with us and to save us. But he would have probably also heard his birth story, the unexpected trip that they had to take. There would have probably been some lamenting by Mary of the horrible donkey ride that she had to endure while being at the end of her pregnancy with Jesus. He would have perhaps heard of the strange mix of visitors that he had to his birthing place as a baby. He would have heard of the scary times that his parents experienced as they fled from their homeland to Egypt, and then deciding when and where they were supposed to go when they came back. I can imagine the heart-to-hearts that Joseph and Jesus shared with as they worked with their hands and wood in the carpentry shop. Joseph may have shared his feelings of wanting to protect his family and keep them safe and wanting to follow God's commands, but the fear and nervousness he felt at the beginning and the certainty and hope and joy he found when he followed God's will. In Joseph and Mary, we have the example of two people who were willing to get up and go follow where God was leading. And now, after we've spent these 4 weeks preparing for Christmas, the day has come and the day has gone. But now we are called to get up and to go share our story, remembering all that God has done for us this past year and in our whole life up until this day. But we're not called to simply remember. We're called to remember, to bring the light of Christ out to a world that needs to be transformed today and in the future. May our lives continue to be transformed into the image of Christ in this new year and in all the years to come. Amen. As the praise team comes forward, would you stand?